This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he now wants to complete an economic stimulus bill key for agriculture and others before the end of the year, an apparent change from earlier statements. McConnell earlier said he wanted to hold over until next year action on virus relief, but at a post-election press conference in Louisville, Kentucky, the Senate Majority Leader, elected to a seventh term, struck a different note.
The election is over. We don't know for sure all the outcomes, but hopefully we will by next week when we go back in session. And we need to sit down and talk to each other like we did back in March and April and address the problem. And I'm confident we will, no matter who ends up running the government.
$20 billion in new help for agriculture and possibly biofuels could be at stake in a new push for economic stimulus bills that failed before the election and in talks between House Speaker Pelosi and the White House. But McConnell now says a bill is needed by the end of the year and insists a compromise is still possible.
In March and April, we came together and passed the CARES Act without a single dissenting vote. So it's not impossible for us to get together.
About $3 trillion was approved in earlier bills, with about $400 billion remaining, but individuals, businesses, states, and cities pummeled by COVID need more help. American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore says his team is working with both sides.
Regardless of who holds the majority, who the makeup of the Congress, the White House is, our grassroots members give us a list of priorities. They give us a list of policies and expect us to address those pocketbook issues every day throughout the year, not just on election day.
But politics will still play a heavy role in a lame duck Congress, including the new balance of power in each chamber in the next Congress, and, of course, who's sitting in the Oval Office after January 20th. And as the election results continue to come in on the presidential election, one thing's for sure, agricultural policymaking might look a little bit different over the next several years. David Windmar is an agricultural economist with the Agricultural Economic Insights. While votes in many races are still being counted, we do know a couple of important items on the ag policy front.
Colin Peterson from Minnesota lost his reelection bid. He's in the House. The Democrat was the chair of the House Ag Committee, and so there's going to be a void in that leadership position. On the Senate side of Congress, Pat Roberts from Kansas had retired, so that position's open. Both of those key Ag Committee chairs are open. They're going to be subject to new leadership. We don't know at this point which way the Senate will go exactly, so right now there's going to be some new leadership in those positions.
Regardless of who steps into leadership roles in the new year, there's going to be a lot of uncertainty to deal with.
Early in 2021, we'll start to figure out how those players are going to play together. And then we also have to step back and think about the reality of the field, the reality of the politics. The reality is the U.S. is still navigating the pandemic, and associated with that is economic uncertainties. There's still a lot of questions about the U.S. economy and how the U.S. economy is going to navigate the next 6 to 12 months.
As votes continue to get counted, the agricultural sector appears to be in a holding pattern it might not want to be in.
One of the things we've been trying to encourage people to think about, if you take something like the probability of December 2021 corn prices getting over $4.25 a bushel between now and next December, the probability of that outcome doesn't change based on the outcomes of the election. I say that because we really have to separate what does the outcome of the election really impact and what does it not impact. It doesn't impact the rains, it doesn't impact the growing season, doesn't have a whole lot of impact on commodity markets.
Regardless of who wins the elections, Congress will have a lot to do when it reconvenes for the lame duck session, including a decision on whether or not there will be another stimulus package.
Does it happen in the next 4 to 8 weeks, or does it happen after the inauguration? What's included in that? There was a lot of stuff that got put into a continuing resolution that kept the government going until early December, and so Congress has got to work their way through that as well. There are still a lot of things to get done, and so we got to keep in mind that just because the elections happened and the inauguration is until 2021 doesn't mean that Congress doesn't have a full plate of things to work on here in 2020.
Again, that was David Windmar, an agricultural economist from West Lafayette, Indiana. You can find out more agriculture economic insights at aei.ag. And we'll have more news coming up next.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Applying the right products to the right place is essential to each crop acre. That's why growers turn to M&M Service Company for custom application. Their applicators stay focused on what's ahead by applying accurate inputs at just the right time in the crop life cycle. M&M's custom applicators maximize each acre and ensure your fields are ready for what's next. This fall, look to M&M Service Company for all your farming application needs. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Do you know all the benefits of being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member? No? Good news, there's an app for that. Farm Bureau members can save money on multiple items, from health and wellness to electronics, and flowers and jewelry to attractions and travel. With the Abenity app, these benefits are accessible right in the palm of your hand. Check out IFB member benefits in the App Store or visit ilfb.abenity.com. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
The U.S. Census Bureau and the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis announced the goods and services trade deficit was $63.9 billion in September, down $3.2 billion from $67 billion in August. This is the first time in 3 months the trade deficit has shrunk. September total exports were $176.4 billion, $4.4 billion more than August. September imports were at $240.2 billion, $1.2 billion more than August imports. Exports of goods increased $3.7 billion to $122.8 in September. The export figures note that export of foods, feeds, beverages increased $1.6 billion, including $1.4 billion in soybean exports. The deficit with China decreased $2.1 billion to $24.3 in September. U.S. farmers are enjoying the increased sale to China with a bump in commodity markets this fall. The Department of Agriculture reports weekly corn sales were 16% higher than a week ago. Weekly soybean sales also slipped but remained at the highest pace in 2 years. In other ag news out of Washington, the Trump administration is requesting the Supreme Court extend the response deadline to a petition from oil refiners that the court review a prior court decision. The request would push their response deadline to December 14th from November 12th, according to Reuters. The case relates to waivers issued to refiners under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Earlier this year, an appeals court ruled the Environmental Protection Agency waivers granted to small refineries after 2010 should only be approved as extensions. Farm and biofuel groups welcomed the ruling, and the EPA later tossed out several exemptions. Still, more than 50 waivers are pending action by the EPA, and EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said this week, any action should wait until after the Supreme Court petition is wrapped up. Oil refiners filed the petition in September. The EPA says it needs more time to provide a full government response to the petition. Biofuel groups say the delay provides further uncertainty on the matter. And looking at crop news on this Friday, the fall commodity market rally means crop insurance coverage under the revenue protection policy will be based on the fall harvest price for corn, soybeans, and cotton for farmers in southern states. American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist John Newton says the revenue protection policy with the harvest price option is one of the most popular crop insurance products.
When a farmer suffers a crop loss, the harvest price option indemnifies the grower at the higher of the spring price or the harvest price. And the spring price is discovered in February, and the harvest price was discovered during the month-long period of October.
This is the first year since 2012 the harvest price was triggered for corn, and the first time since 2016 for soybeans.
The spring prices for corn, soybeans, and cotton were announced earlier this year at $3.88 per bushel for corn, $9.17 for soybeans, and 68 cents per pound for cotton. And all three of those crops have a higher harvest price this year. Soybeans are now $10.55 per bushel, $3.99 per bushel for corn, and 69 cents per pound for cotton. So crop insurance policies will use these higher prices when determining the revenue guarantees.
Newton also says the harvest price option provides more support for farmers and ranchers who suffered a crop loss this year.
Well, for any producers that suffered a crop loss during 2020, this growing season, or reduced yields due to adverse weather, the higher harvest prices will help a producer by indemnifying at the replacement value of the new crop. So this does provide more support for those farmers and ranchers that have suffered a crop loss this year.
You can learn more online at the Market Intel page at fb.org. That's the National Farm Bureau's website. And that'll wrap up Ag News here on a Friday afternoon. And you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Friday afternoon, November 6th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.